are you doing, Dad?
Shh, listen.
Oh, it's from Anzac Day. Yeah, I know. It's cool, man. What's that for?
Well, this week, first week of the finals, mate, we had to say goodbye to some teammates. So I'm sorry to say that.
Well, you got booted out.
Yeah, it starts with me and it's a couple of others anyway.
Yeah, it's all right, Dad. It's a shame, eh?
Well, yeah, we had the minor premiers last week. Corrado won that. Congratulations, everyone who finished. Oh, sorry. By the way, welcome back. It's a podcast.
Hey, guys. Number 24, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah, round 20 wrap. So thanks for tuning in again, if you're listening.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So we had the first week of the finals. So as Dad said, we've lost two from the top eight.
And two from the bottom eight, including me.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so what happened? So Goddard defeated... Matty Oliver defeated Mighty Don, Stevie Young, so he knocked him out.
Sorry, Steve-o. Sorry, buddy.
And this is it. Defeated Andrew Howie. Typo. Sorry, buddy. Your season has ended.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a shame, and there's no, you know, just kind of an empty feeling when it all finishes.
Yeah, so we're not trying to stick the boot in or anything, guys, but... Well played to get to finals, whatever form it was. Who else is there, Dad?
Well, yeah, like I said, I lost to my favourite, Magpie Maniac.
You shouldn't have spent all year talking him up.
Well, it's just, you know, he had a good squad, and in the end, it's probably good to die by his sword, if you know what I mean.
Who else? Papa Wog, you won, man. You beat Youngies Legends. It's a pretty low-scoring game, though, too.
Well, yeah, a win's a win, mate. So, all right, well, let's start at the top, mate. So you had a crack at Cranner?
No, Cranner.
Yeah, all similar, same old. So he beat you by, 139 points. Mate, it's not bad. You thought you'd take it up to him, but you didn't.
Yeah, thanks anyway, but I had a crack.
Yeah, well, you got a second chance, so you get to play next week. You had two trades. Who else? We mentioned Goddard won, This Is It won. And Cracker Fat, mate, Brett Ray, good match, mate. Beansrup Rocky had probably the highest scoring game. Cracker Fat, mate, 23-71. You can't argue with that.
Yeah, so Beams put up a 20-53 score, which is pretty cool. Do you want to keep going?
Yeah, well, might as well. Let's look at the bottom eight. Edgy, head of God, mate. You got a week off. You beat Coppola, 1999. Matt Junko, how are you, mate?
Hand of God, 20-78. So that's 79 points. Fuck, that's not very far away.
Hey, mate, stop with the F-bombs.
What do you... Oh, sorry, because I swore.
Yeah, anyway, we got a letter from Stevie Young. Mighty Dons, he said we dropped a lot of F-bombs. So, yeah, we're going to try and loosen up on that. And some comments about women on footy shows and stuff. But anyway, we're both moving on. Okay, who else?
We mentioned Tui in your boot. Whoa, 10th loss to 11th. Anthony Galinsky, Lord of the Pies. Good win, man. You got a week off and four trades.
Yeah, effectively, that's what it is. So anyway, so top eight, we'll go back into your game, mate. You thought you could beat Cranner, so yeah, you fell short.
Yeah, well, I had a good shot at it. I messed up some trades and had some really shitty scores.
Yeah, well, you said you outscored me every other week, but you, when it comes to the crunch, you know, you didn't get the chocolates.
Yeah, I know. So we had a few matching. We, as is the case, everyone kind of had Dangerfield as captain, so that was the same with our case, with our game.
Who else? So you had Max Gorn, 144. You both had him, so that was zeroed out. The other side of the fence. So what happened, mate? You thought you could do him?
Yeah, I did. And then Friday night I started well because I had Grundy got 99 and Dusty Martin got 110.
Who'd he have?
Pendlebury, 67, and Mason Cox, 36. So I was 100 points ahead of him. But then came the fucking Sydney game.
Oh, the swearing, mate.
Well, Hanbury and Parker, 129, 128. So, you know...
excuse me. Mate, you're disgusting.
No, it doesn't matter. We're just talking and whatever. Franklin got 67, so I thought I was in with a shot, but no, he just stormed away.
Who else was good on his side?
Well, Rory Laird, 110. Brody Smith, 127. 129 from Hanbury, as we said. Who else was good? Toby Green and Montaigne got 100s. On my side of the... fuck. Anybody else have Clay Smith? I know Pubble Woggs did. 5 points, he got knocked out in the first quarter.
Mate, that's the stuff Stevie Young dreams about. Mighty Dons.
Yeah, I know. So I didn't have much else. Rockliffe, 127. Matt Crouch.
Yeah, you get it right. 105.
Yeah, Dusty, 110. 117 from Sloan, 120 from Doherty. But yeah, I got really hurt by Trengove. I got 44.
Who was my tip? And 47 from Mackie. Oh, sucked in, mate. You got the new black in, you didn't fucking show up.
Yeah, so that, I don't know. It just kind of hurts. On the bench, Markov from Richmond got 101 for Cranner, so he's a good one to pick up on. Do you want to talk? What was the next one? Beams and Cracker. That was a massive game.
Yeah, mate. Talk about scoring. Eh? Unfortunately, I think Cracker's probably in the hot seat again. Yeah, you beat him last week, but a week's a week. Different week in football.
Cade Simpson, sorry, Cracker, Fat and Beams. Yeah, they weren't far. It was 300 points in the end, 320. So good shot, Brett. You did well, man, but not close enough.
Well, it's the same with a lot of us, mate. At least you're not eliminated. Who they have the same? Cade Simpson, 135. 110 from Rory Laird. Now, the thing is, Beams, Brett Ray, mate, congrats. Yeah, the only one who had the guts to go with Rocky as captain. 254.
Dangerfield got 210 as a double captain, so 44 points in the green. But it wasn't enough in the end. He also had danger as well. And 139 from Titch, Tom Mitchell.
Why do you call him Titch?
Oh, it's because Anthony Linsky gets annoyed with the nicknames like Smitch, Titch, Kitch.
Oh, just say the full name, mate. Max Segura, 144. They're both Naismith. You got him in 55. What a fucking bit. What a week. You know.
Dusty Martin, they both had Montaigne.
No, I'm still talking.
Yeah, we'll keep going. That's all right.
Well, okay, Doherty for Cranner. He got 120. Here's Cranner's big hot shots. He got the two Swannies. Hanbury, 129, 128. Licking Parker. Well, that was it. Steph Martin, he didn't have him playing. He had him on the bench. But how's this for fucking luck, mate? When you're winning, you're winning. Who'd he have? He had a bench Brockman who's got 100 points.
Did he?
Oh, O'Brien, 84. That's better than nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've got some sore spots on either side of the fence. this is it. So altitude, man, you did pretty well. You had Cade Simpson, 135, Rocky, 127, and Dusty, 110. Dangerous captain, as we said, both of yous. And Max Gorn, that's sweet. It's a shame nobody got to benefit from that. Andrew Howie, you had Lukey Parker for 128, and Kennedy from West Coast, 112. Now, you were hurt by Menzel, 18. So I feel your pain, man. It's and Gibson 57, far out.
Oh mate, it really sucks, doesn't it, when that stuff happens?
Yeah, so it's a good way. And 1999, it's a good way to end the year. So congrats, man.
And who else? Goddard, 21-69 beat Mighty Dons. Mate, your season's over. You told us not to go with Collins. You're full of ideas, aren't you, but you
know. No, don't throw off on him because then he knows I'm telling you what I.
No. It doesn't matter what. Whatever was said was said. Both had dangerous captain. Both had, Maxi Gorn, Dusty Martin, Montoya. Who else? So, the other, Goddard, his good players, Doherty, Laird, Kitchen, Sidebottom, and Ross all got over 100.
And who else? Goldstein as well, 114.
Nicky Rewa, 117, mate. Stick that up your jumper. How good's that?
Well, nobody, he's up and down, isn't he? Mighty Dons, he had a couple of 40s that really hurt. Mackey, you pinched that off idea for me, man.
And who else you had? Matty Day, Collins all got 40s. So, yeah, it's kind of trouble all round. Kerry's got 52, so you hung on to him, but unfortunately he kind of bit you in the bum. So next week, what are we looking at?
Don't you want to go through the bottom ones?
Oh, we're just kind of fucked up the time. Anyway, who can we run through? Hand of God. You guys did pretty well. So for those who will live another day and tried it another week, congratulations. Timmy, you're up first, into the woods. Playing This Is It. So, we'll see how you go with that. I don't know, it's give or take.
Yeah, I think 1 year, This Is It went all year undefeated and they lost both finals. So, he's won one, but
I don't know, he might be able to knock him out. But either way, one of you's just disappearing off the thing.
So, Beams, you play Goddard. Oh, Mr. Murray plays Mr. Oliver. So, the old mates. We'll see how that goes. In the bottom eight, Cripolla plays Papa Woggs. Cripolla is our... that was 1 and 2 from last year. That's pretty cool.
What do you mean?
Well, Cripolla won our comp last year and Papa Woggs came second, I think.
Oh, that's pretty good. So, yeah, Tui, Andrew Oliver. Yep, you get to play Magpie Maniac. You know what my bet is for that.
Yeah, so that's cool. So I hope you guys have had a good time. I'm really sorry if you got booted out, but it's just a very different feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, but anyway... Just keep trying to look. Oh, that's my burp for the episode. Thanks a lot for listening, guys, and we'll see you next round. And go Pies. They couldn't beat Richmond, could they? No, they got close.